before I jump into feminine leadership, masculine leadership, I just want to set it up a bit that feminine and masculine leadership, combining, balancing, being agile and facile with switching back and forth, with having the discernment to know what is needed now. Do I need to kick out some results, or do I need to worry about, or be, I don't want to say worry, concern myself with the experience, so I need to be more in my feminine. That's what this is all about. And this handout and what we're going to talk about now, and it will be woven throughout the rest of the course, is about how to have the feminine leadership, which supports us getting results, but also taking exquisite care of ourselves. How the feminine leadership combined with masculine leadership, which is more concerned with the actual doing and getting of results, how combining both in our business and our life creates an incredible amount of ease, freedom, and fun. I'm just going to go there and say fun. So here's a funny thing about me, where I am uniquely designed for what I do today. Some of you may know this about me, or know this part, is I went to grad school for technology, and one of the required readings was this book called Finite and Infinite Games. It's a book recommendation. It's on the webpage. You will see it. It's called Finite and Infinite Games, A Vision of Life as Play and Possibility by James Carse. And so seriously now, for about 15 years, I have been living my life from this perspective of an infinite game. And when I learned about masculine and feminine leadership, I immediately saw that an infinite game is feminine leadership, and a masculine game is a finite game, or a masculine leadership is a finite game. I will highly, highly, highly recommend buying the $7 book on Amazon, Finite and Infinite Games, and reading it. And I will encapsulate the distinction around finite and infinite games here. A finite game, a masculine game, is played for a result. If you're looking at the handout, it is the lower right-hand blurb. It is results-based. It is play, so if it's a game, it is play for an outcome, play for a result. An infinite game is a game that is played for the continuation of play. It is played so we get to keep playing. And there's never a winner, and there's never a loser, and it never ends. And James Carse, the author, makes the connection that we have some artists in the group, but I think everyone can relate to, which is the idea of an infinite game is based in, you know, that anyone is inspired by Leonardo da Vinci from the Renaissance. And that they then are producing work in the world, doesn't have to be artistic, but producing work in the world that then influences another, that essentially the Renaissance is still occurring. It is still happening because somebody is being influenced by it and then influencing another. It's kind of a pay it forward concept, but that would be way limiting. But that's kind of the idea. So this possibility of more play really, really spoke to me as an infinite game, and that we are all influencing, that we are all responsible for what we're putting out in the world and how we're putting it out there. And when I learned about feminine and masculine leadership, I was just like, oh my God, I was like freaking out. I gave all my friends the book, Finite and Infinite Games. And then like a year later, it was actually recommended to me as a good encapsulation of masculine and feminine leadership. And I was like, bingo, I already knew that. And it really is the infinite game, the feminine leadership game of our vision. This is our beingness. This is our vision. This is our purpose, our calling, our message. Feminine leadership is based in experience. And when I say experience, it's not the experiences we've had, like our credibility, but how the experience is. So we are leading from the feminine and thus the experience for us and those around us is awesome. We're happy. We're taking good care of ourselves so we're not burnt out and bitchy at the end of the day. So how is the experience? We're getting results, but we're also concerned with the experience along the way. The journey, not the destination only. This is very much based in eternal time, past, present, and future, kind of where the Renaissance, Da Vinci comes in. So the past is constantly occurring, because the trickle down, the ripples of the influence are still playing out. It is that play for the joy of playing, play for the continuation of the game. We like playing with each other. Let's keep doing it. And it's very connected and in dialogue or communication or even a call and response with all. And when I say all, it's both all people and all time, past, present, and future. Now, masculine leadership is that results-based leadership. It is based in finite time, calendars, deadlines, benchmarks, structures. And it's play for an outcome. It's play for a winner or a loser, an end to the game. And it's focused on winning and producing that result. So you'll see in my diagram, this like shot into my head about a year ago, at least the diagram did, because I had been able to see probably about 2-3 years ago at this point, that it was about this feminine leadership vision that is the overarching umbrella of our life's work. And then the finite masculine leadership is where we're day to day, month to month, getting it done. So there's deadlines, there's projects, there's results to produce. Could be writing an email, could be dropping the kids off at school, could be sending a promotional email about your services, could be your self-care. In fact, because we need that based in the real time with here, you know, in the physical time of masculine leadership, having your meditation time, that's a finite game right there, making sure that happens. But it supports the infinite game. It supports the feminine leadership. And this is what it's all about, guys. You'll hear other coaches, other mentors talking about you know, universal laws, and I talk about universal laws, but a lot of universal laws are wrapped into this because it has the big vision. It has the, I'm going to manifest $5,000 in 3 days. But then it has, like, so how many phone calls are you going to make in the next 3 days to manifest that $5,000? You know, do you have packages and pricing that could support that? Or would you have to get 100 yeses to make that? All of those things. And it's also about being supported, feminine leadership, supported by the universe, supported by God, supported by others, both financially, in the form of clients or gifts or loans or credit, supported by others in terms of family and friends, and supported by, I want to say assistance, but supported by help, by actually hiring help, assistants, marketing people, admin, bookkeepers, house cleaners, errand runners. For some of you, the first thing to do is to free up some of your home time so you can have more time. And it may be a house cleaner. Sometimes that's the first thing to do. I was telling a client yesterday who is still working a corporate job that that's probably going to be her first thing. She needs to get a house cleaner so she's not spending 3 hours every weekend cleaning the house. Her time is way too precious. And is $50 worth it? Probably. So being supported. And that is my encapsulation of masculine and feminine leadership. And when I say results that feel good, you'll see that often in my high-level messaging. I'm talking about feminine leadership. I'm talking about results that feel good along the way because we're taking care of ourselves, because we're as concerned with the experience of the result as the result, and that we are allowing for the universe and God to help us out. This is another distinction, and actually I'm thinking I need to update this illustration. Another distinction is feminine leadership is very much a pull energy, like law of attraction. We're pulling in what we want. Very allowing. It's very receptive. Feminine, you know, feminine, to be feminine is to be receptive. And masculine leadership is a push energy. It's I got to get it done by five. It's got to happen. Push, 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 push. And what I see in most people, because the masculine has been so valued, because the masculine hunted our food and kept us safe and built our shelter and a lot of stuff that kept us alive for a lot of years, and through no fault of anyone, it became the most valued because it so directly equates to survival and safety. And what I see out there in the world is everybody's playing all these masculine games, all these finite games, with very little of the feminine leadership going on. I see a lot of what I call either the high masculine, that's all finite, all push, and high feminine, which is all allowing, all pulling energy, and all continuation of play, except there's not a lot of doing. There's not a lot of executing to the high feminine. And that's where it gets in our way. That's where we start to need the balance, need the combination. Well, for one, it's a mindset. It's caring as much about the experience as I do the result. And for two, it's the main integration point in the physical world is the structures, is the calendars, is the timelines, is the more masculine things. Mm-hmm. That the more I have those structures, the less I'm rushed, the less I'm running around, the less I'm forgetting something, the less I am pushed and pulled. I used to call it ricocheting from thing to thing. And what that allows is I actually can be in my feminine during the day sometimes. Not always. Got to write an email. I only have 5 minutes. That's masculine. But I'm not being surprised by stuff. And, oh, crap, I need to get her my speaker packet, and it's due tonight, and I have a half an hour today. Oh, crap. I just shot into the high masculine. And I'm probably going to end up the day so exhausted and so wasted space, as I call it, that you could mop the floor with me. And do you think I can be lovely to a partner or a child?